the honest truth with Benito Vergatini on Smile 90.4 FM.
We're continuing our conversation with Tony Singleton, CEO of Turnberry Management Risk Solutions. Tony providing us some detail around the consequences should we be considering cancelling medical scheme cover.
I think one of the important lessons that COVID-19 is teaching us is that we possibly have to reprioritize our expenses. And one thing becomes clear is that we can't shortchange ourselves when it comes to investing in our health, be it personally on a personal level or in terms of health systems on a national scale.
Absolutely. I think the national health, and I think we can see that particularly in the UK. I have been watching the developments on that side very closely, and a strong health environment, health system, just positioned you very well to deal with these challenges, because, you know, who would have said any of us would have been working from home for the last 3 weeks and looking at another 2 weeks now. And I was just looking at the UK news, and I see they've extended theirs by another 3 weeks.
Yes, true.
So that's going to be a 6 week break, and then the thinking behind managing the risk of people's exposure on the one side, but also kick-starting the economy, which obviously is a critical matter as well. This is going to be a balancing act that I'm not sure we're going to be totally out of within 3 to 6 months. I think this is going to be something that will certainly, as it has done now, will change how people operate, because I think it's given us as you'd say in computer terms, a control alt delete, where you reboot and you have a look at things. And then certainly in our business, it's really identified some opportunities that I'm not sure we would have been aware of had we not had to look as critically as we have done in this last 3 weeks. And in fact, we're sort of creating a shopping list of things. Okay, once this has passed or becomes manageable, let's just revisit some of these things, because there were some really good business lessons that we've learnt, and in particular the whole communication patterns with Zoom, and we make use of Microsoft Teams and things like that, where it's becoming so easy now. I'm much preferring video calls, which if I was to look 4 months ago, I used to do them, but I wasn't, you know, I would rather go and visit somebody or chat to them. But when you can't do that, you think, okay, this is the second, a poor second option. But you know what, it's just made me realize that it's such an opportunity to get in front of people more often than you do when you're looking at going for face-to-face. So I think there's going to be a number of things in business that will change, personal lives that will change, and yes, it will be. It's been a difficult lesson, but I think, you know, when we have difficulties, quite often difficulties highlight opportunities as well, and I think we must take stock.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you there. Tony, where would you advise our listeners in terms of resources around what we've been talking about? Where would you advise them to have a look at and read up about?
I would obviously go on. I'd first of all, if you've got a broker, just chat to him and first of all see if he's comfortable in the medical aid environment. Usually, if it's a corporate house, you'll find that there's a separate division that deals with it. In the smaller houses, some of them specialize in it, and they'll be able to tie you up. Obviously, the websites of the medical aids are very useful, and depending which medical aid you're with, you can see the full spectrum. And then in terms of the health insurance or medical gap or medical expense shortfall, as it's called, then by all means have a look at our website, the www.turnberry.co.za, or put gap into the search engine, and then you'll get a number of GAP providers that that you can have a look at. But bear in mind with your medical aid, as you've got a comprehensive list to a fairly basic hospital cover, in the GAP market, equally the same. You get a comprehensive cover that will cover you for the full spectrum of benefits, sublimit cover and co-payment cover, but also some fairly nice cancer benefits and things like that. And then it goes down to just a very basic cover that covers specialist fees. And in fact, the specialist fees are the main driver of health insurance. You know, quite often with medical aid, you see that if you read the medical aid tables, it'll say that they pay 100% of tariff and for some surgeries. But let's take an anaesthetist, for instance. But when you go into surgery, and quite often a specialist has an anaesthetist that he works with, the anaesthetist will charge a rate of, say, 200, 300, or 500 times what the medical aid charges. And that is an additional exposure that that you potentially could have. So I think tread carefully with it, but it's not by any means insurmountable. It's fairly straightforward once you understand the building blocks that are in place. And as I say, if all the GAPS providers would be able to assist, and if we can assist in any way, then it would only be a pleasure. And quite happy if there are some questions from listeners that come forward to you, that if you drop me a line, then I'll just provide some responses for you as well. No problem at all.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Tony Singleton, CEO of Turnberry Management Risk Solutions. Tony, thank you so much for your insights and for joining us.
Yeah, take care. Thank you very much.
And as Tony has said, he kindly provided his email address. If you do have any questions around what we had spoken about, you can contact him, tonys@turnberry.co.za, Turnberry, TURNBERRY. That's tonys@turnberry.co.za.
Girls, ons weet julle, run the world.